Just a couple of boys from WA. But if you're not, that's okay. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. We've got comedian Daniel Delby coming on the show. Also, we're talking buying rounds. Should ya? Shouldn't ya? What are the rules when in the rounds? Like a boxing match. Like Queensberry.
Queensberry rules?
Yeah.
Are there any other boxing rules?
I think that's it.
Yeah, because it's like, don't hit below the belt, don't punch him in the back of the head.
You know, there's a universal rules for MMA that aren't universal. They're just called the universal rules, but only some states have them.
Are they run by, like, Universal Studios? this is the Disney rules of MMA.
Jokes like that, you can expect in the rest of this podcast. I also think I might have to hand back me adult card, because I just didn't do a very adult thing.
But we will kick off Cheap Tuesday the right way. Make sure you go to Michael's Bargain Bin on Facebook. I'm back from my COVID with some bargains there.
Yep.
But we go deeper, as I not only have saved money, I could make money. And Adrian, if you're listening, maybe skip this first part of the podcast because it's bad, but you're better. And it's time for a bit of Cheap Tuesday.
Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks.
All right, cool.
That's right. Money for nothing. That's exactly what I'm looking at as well this morning. Money for nothing.
Yep.
You can head over to Michael's Bargain Bin and join the bargain bin. You can brag and boast about all your bargain finds. I've got a good bargain.
Right.
I can't tell you too much about this one because it is a birthday gift.
Okay.
That I'll be giving to a friend this weekend.
All right.
But I can tell you it's sort of like it's over $400.
No way.
It's over $400.
You wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that. No.
This is where...
But we would do that.
I don't understand.
I have gotten all the friends together to get this gift.
No.
Okay, so we've broken it down. Because, yeah, there's no way that I can afford that.
To be fair, as much as I hate you, not many people would go $400 on a present for a friend. So...
Well, it's a big one. It's 30th, and I thought if we get everyone to chip in, we can get this done, okay? But the problem is that the number of people and the cost of the item don't exactly match up. So if I divide it, it becomes $47.70.
Yeah.
I can't ask everyone for $47.70.
Why not?
But it's actually 47.77777. Like, it just recurs.
Okay.
I can't do that.
No, you have not. If you've asked, I swear.
If you
what's
wrong with going?
I swear.
$48.
If you've asked them for like $48 or $50.
See,
and you've kept the change, I'm going to punch you in the face.
I'm not going to go 50. That's too much.
Listen.
Like,
I'd
make another gift if I went 50 bucks. That's so good.
If you've swindled your friends, I have to punch you in the face.
$48 should give me about $7 in change. So $7 to organize, because I've done all the work. I've found the gift. I've gotten a good deal on the gift. I've brought everyone together. So
no,
what's
then in turn,
$7 amongst friends?
No, because then in turn, you're only paying $41.
No, I still have to. So it's only
no,
if
but then
I
you're
still,
getting
and then
seven
I get
from
$7.
Them. Actually, so you actually lose some cents. So you're getting about $6.53.
I mean, yeah. So it's not as lucrative as it is to be. But
are you going? What do you, if you buy something for everyone?
Yeah,
for $7.
Yeah.
I will accept.
You have to use it again.
I will accept this.
Yeah.
Now I know you're a jerk and you're not going to go the whole way.
Mm.
But if you guys will go out for dinner or something for said birthday,
right?
And you go, I got some chips for the table. I'll accept that.
Then I'll
because it's
then
for
I'll
everyone.
It.
You get the credit, but you don't keep the money. That's fair.
That opportunity would arise. Because of what we're doing for the birthday, I don't think I'll have an opportunity to shout everyone. So I'll have to bring to the birthday like a $7 cake?
Yes.
Okay.
Will you allow that?
Like I need to bring like a... Like the birthday cake will be a reduced, of course, because in the bargain bin, that's what we go for, a reduced mud cake.
Coles, nah, full price. Coles mug cake is $5.25. You can keep the other $1.70.
Yes!
I've Cerberus did something in my house that has questioned me as an adult. Next door, the neighbor moved out. You remember the person that was like, oh, there's bloody all these people are buying the apartments and kicking us renters out. And I was like, yeah, get them. And like, she didn't know that I too.
Were the landlord.
Yeah, I too was one of the landlords. And I was like, yeah, bloody hate that scum. Anyway, I think they're not that bad. Maybe we shouldn't be so hard on them. Like, anyway, she actually moved like, she moved next door. Like not in there. There's another little apartment block. So I see her every day. I'm like, hi, my landlord let me stay.
She's like, how high is your rent?
But the actual landlord was moving in the other day, and he and his wife, I think, are like renovating the place because they're trying to sell it.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing, and they're doing the whole. And look, it's the biggest flex I've ever done. Is I was like, oh yeah, so yeah, how mate, yeah, yeah, oh Jeff, is it? Yeah, Mitchell, I own the one next door. So we immediately had homeowner chat.
Yeah.
Like, oh, bloody renter scum, am I right? Don't you hate you can't like just pull the rent up? They're all like, my family. And you're like, oh, I don't care. Got a bloody negative gearing to run. I don't know, something like that. And like, I was having
He's new.
I was having a chat to him. And it's like, we had this like amazing sort of chat. I knew enough because I was like, what's the go-to thing that I always say? I'm like, oh, bloody, that strata, $9.50 a quarter. Oh, because quarter.
It's huge.
And also, quarter means like, you know,
three
months. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. If I was like, oh, bloody strata every 3 months, he'd be like, what are you, a renter?
You got to say quarter.
Yeah, you got to say quarter. Yeah, all that stuff like, oh, quarterly. Blah, 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 and you say all that sort of stuff. And it's great. Awesome. Then I went into my house after we just had like a real grown-up, grown-man chat. And I was like, look at me. I'm bloody nearly 30. He's like 60-year-old man. He even said to me, he was like, oh, if we can sell the house to someone like you, mate, bloody, it'll all be great. Like, it was all just awesome. No, but it was just like one of those sorts of things where he was just
like, this kid is a mogul. You could tell he must buy the whole block.
Yeah, you could tell he respected me. Then when I walked into my house, immediately as I opened my door, there was like a really, 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 really big moth. And I went, ah! And he was like, what's happened? And I was like, oh, nothing. And he was like, what is it? And I was like, oh, it's just a big moth. And then he ran in and squished it like me dad.
And she card back, mate. Never has someone been so terrified by the smallest. You are the equivalent of like an elephant.
Yeah.
Being afraid of mice. It's Mitchell Tindley and any flying thing, any animal. Any life problem. Scream and run. It's Fleetwood Mac now, everywhere. Triple M, good times, greatest hits. Tell you about a danger zone in your everyday life, ladies and gentlemen. The pub has a danger zone. When you're out with your friends, don't fall prey to this. I'm going to tell you on Cheap Tuesday, leader of the bargain bin. Then when we're talking buying rounds, it's a big old trap.
Why?
Because, let me break it down for you, because it's all about the number of the people versus the number of drinks versus the cost of drinks. And this is a well-known fact about me that I don't get involved in the buying of rounds. I'll do everything I can to avoid.
You will never even buy the first round, and you will be damned if you buy any round.
My wife decided to rib me the other day with a Josh Garlop video. She sent it to me. We've had Josh Garlop on the show before. Yeah. He made a little bit of this, and she said, hey, look, it's you.
Yes, that is textbook laughing.
Whose shout is it?
Oh, no, I got the first one when we walked in.
And that's like me doing everything I can to get to avoid it. But you know what? I wouldn't even pretend to have lied. Because here's the thing. If you have, I would say, more than four people, big old trap. Big old trap buying around, because that's designed for the person who wants like five or more beers.
Yeah.
Like buying a round is led by the person in the group who's a heavy drinker, and they are gonna win, you know, because they go, all right, because they will lead. They go, I get the first round,
yeah.
So I buy five beers.
Yep.
You now all owe me the four that I didn't get to drink, so I'm getting my five beers.
Yeah.
So they like sort of make you so you're trapped. And then you're sort of forced to stay and drink with them so they don't feel sad and lonely for drinking by themselves. It's a trap. And I do everything I can to avoid it because I don't want five beers, But once the trap is set, I'm a jerk if I don't repay it.
Okay, well then can you explain why you just make your wife pay for her drink when you take her out for dinner?
Because it's a trap. I don't like the round system because I believe it's a trap.
Look,
and I've become well known amongst friends that I don't do shouts.
You'll never buy the first round of pub. You'll never buy any drink at
my wife
pub.
Has started making fun of me for that. But I'm here to explain myself.
I'm worried about when you get a kid. Because it'll be like, can you get the kid a bottle? And you'll be like, I don't know. He's not going to get me one.
Is it your this is the thing, okay? Because whoever does it first, they have then led the way. If they bought a round of five, you then owe them a beer. And you're going to be having five beers because the trap is set. And I don't want five pints of his beer. Because that's the other thing as well. Like, the picking of the beers, it gets too complicated. We've got someone on the line now from Kalgoorlie. We've got Dave on the line. Dave, I don't buy into the round trap.
Fair enough. I don't mind buying rounds if it's just like a few guys and it's just jugs. But when people want like Jager bombs and just shots of the most ridiculous stuff, then nah.
Excellent point.
Do you think you're locked in to the round as well? So if you go, like there's five of us, right? I have a beer. Do I have to have the same beer every round, or can I change it up?
Well, see, that's the beauty about jugs. It's like it's standard, and then you don't mess with it. Everyone gets the same. And once people start having a few, and if there's like more than four of yous, then what you can do is when it's someone else's turn to buy the round, you just say, "Oh, I'll give you a hand," like with the jug and with all the new glasses. And then everyone who's like half cut, they think you've bought a round, so you can kind of get skipped. There's ways to manoeuvre. You know?
Love your work, Dave.
Thanks, mate.
Triple M, Mitchell and Michael, and joining us on the line now, 33 years single, it is the one and only Daniel Delby.
Welcome, mate.
Welcome. Not welcome. Hello.
Yeah, no, welcome, Stu. We're welcoming.
Welcome you guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, you are a host of your own podcast, Hard Yarns Podcast.
Yeah, boy.
Great podcast. Great guests appear on that show, I believe.
Yeah, there's some pretty good guests we've got, man.
Hang on. I didn't realize. Sorry, Dan. I didn't realize you were from Hard Yarns, but I know that Mitch went on that by himself.
Yeah.
We're a brand. Mitch, why did you ditch me?
He messaged me and just said, man, look, I really need the publicity. I just want to put myself above my co-host. So I tried to give him a leg up.
No, it's more like I'm up the ladder and I'd have to come back down to go get him. So, I just wanted to know because it's like I wanted to be on their single because I know that you've got your show, 33 Years and Single, which is sold out.
Very smooth transition.
Thanks.
I've got my show coming up this Friday and you guys, like, I'd love everyone to come, but it has sold out, but it's going to be huge. It's my first ever Perth Comedy Festival show and I was super pumped about it because I was doing comedy for 8 years and I finally got accepted. But then I had Matt Storer on our potty and he had never done a show in his life. And I found out he got accepted for his very first show after no comedy. So it kind of took the gleam off a little bit for me.
Yeah, but it's like, because people don't understand the Perth Comedy Festival is actually harder to get into. Perth Fringe Festival, anyone can do.
Exactly. Yeah, literally your nana could make a show and she'd get in. So yeah, it's good. Good fun.
What can people that aren't going...
Yeah, can we have a little taste because it's sold out?
What can they expect?
People that aren't going, they can expect, look, just stand outside and you'll hear raucous laughter. it's just about... I had a girlfriend for like 3 months. So I had a show called 30 Years Single, which is just about being sort of single, being a teacher, being a marriage celebrant. And then after 3 years, I was like, right, I'm gonna do this with my first experience of having a girlfriend. So I figured that, you know, everyone that came and watched 30 Years Single, all that they'd come in droves and see the sequel. And every show I did, I'm like, who came in the first one? Four people per show max. So I've got no following. So I think the key is just keep doing the show over and over and over until you stop selling tickets.
So while you're single for all these years, you like to join people together.
That's right. I'm the professional third wheel. I'm a spare tire. I'm a marriage celebrant, and I love it. It's wicked. I've actually quit teaching to do comedy and marriage celibacy full time. So if anyone's looking for somebody that's not your typical old lady celebrant, hit me up at danieldelby.com and I'll give you a hand.
Is it sad that you see all these happy people and you like join them in matrimony?
Man, it's not sad. It's actually quite good being around love. You're around everyone on the happiest day of their life, which takes a little bit of the edge off me being by myself. So being able to be around people that are in love and happy is wicked. Well, most of the time, you know, most of the time it's the best day of their life, but every now and again you get an Italian one that had to get a girlfriend to impress Nonna, you know, but whatever.
Yeah, they had to, right? You are.
Yeah. Hit up danieldelby.com if you want him as your marriage celebrant. Good luck with the show, mate. Thanks for jumping on. And I just, you know, I wait.
No worries, lads.
I wait for my invitation for Hard Yard.
All right, I'll speak to you boys soon.
It's time for another thrilling episode of the greatest new show.
Soap opera. That's good. It works.
It is a show. It is a soap. It is a show. And you, last week, we were left on the cliffhanger, or should I say the Clive hanger?
You shouldn't.
Mark McGowan, Clive Palmer, wanting to settle their differences once and for all, out of court.
Yep.
Put away those silly liability scandals, and they just want to settle it like men.
Like sand through the articulated dumpy, so are the days of our minds. Let's settle this once and for all, McClown.
All right, C7.
Miss, that was Mulga Downs, you idiot.
Gina's not going to be too happy with that.
It's my turn now, Daddy, and Clive's been a naughty boy. F2.
Miss.
God damn it.
You hit Rockingham. But you should know, I'm hardly ever there. What with the threats, got my eye on a nice little Mount Lawley 6-bedroom.
You've still got to hit me, though.
Don't you worry, big boy. I know exactly where you'll be. D4.
No! It's a hit! How'd you know I was hiding in the defunct Kelmscott Sizzler?
I know you're always trying to get the scraps.
All right, best 2 out of 3. I'll pick the next one. Hungry, hungry hippos.
Hello?
Mark, it's Gina. Are you playing that stupid real-life battleship again?
Tune in next week for another thrilling chapter of Days of Our Minds.
And soaps this morning after Days of Our Minds. If you missed the latest episode of Days of Our Minds, our fantastic West Australian soap on the show, make sure you grab the podcast on Listener. Neighbours getting the can. That's why we brought in Days of Our Minds.
Yeah, there's a frack in the market, and that's why we have gone there. That's what fracking is, right?
Yes. Like 1-800-011-666. We got Scotty from Parabadoo on the line. Now, mate, who are you flying the flag for, Home and Away or Neighbours?
Oh, devastated about the Neighbours news, but I am a Home and Away guy.
Ooh, how come?
Look, there were commercials when I was a kid growing up, and it was like a big stabbing in a car park, and it was that great character, Sally. And ever since, I was like, I got to figure out who did this stabbing, and I've been hooked ever since.
It's like they are good at a cliffhanger. All soaps are great at like keeping you around.
Do you think you can like both? Is it one of those, or is it like a Coke and Pepsi type thing? Like you like one side or the other?
Yeah, I'm Coke all the way.
No, I reckon it's I reckon you've got to only enjoy one. So, a passionate disdain for the other.
So if you're like, oh, I want to watch Home and Away, and someone's like, his Neighbours okay? You're like, no.
If I'm going on a first date and they say that they're a Neighbours girl, I am walking out of the date.
Michael Ross, you got to be careful in radio. Hot mics, you know. Sometimes you don't know they're still on. You know, you might be saying stuff. Like, we might get a guest and they come in and we're like, who the bloody hell was that? Well, there's some referees in the NBA that were caught with hot mics, as we call in the biz, because they do it in the footy as well. They're like, oh, look who's at the game. Oh, it's Eric Banner. Everyone's like, oh, no, Eric Banner. He's from, like, the Hulk, that movie that we tried to see him on set on.
Do you not really know many Eric Banner?
Troy?
Yeah, well done.
You were saying. Oh, Chopper. Yeah, but yeah. They
and
saw,
you know who he is.
Yeah, yeah, but they, look, in America, the youngsters, as we know, we like good music. We don't like the new music. We wait until it gets good before we bring it on this station. Mm. And there's a good reason for that, because these refs were caught out.
Who's Jack Harlow?
I have no idea.
There's a guy over here, right here. He's in that white shirt behind you.
Yeah, who is he?
That's right. They didn't
ask.
They did not know who Jack Harlow is.
Excuse me.
So,
excuse me.
Yeah.
I don't know who Jack Harlow is.
Look, I barely do either. But this is a song of his.
Mm. Okay. I've been a rapper. Hang on. Are you sure that's his song?
It's not even his song. It's like an old Fergie song.
I was going to say that's Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas. I do know her.
All I figured out now is that me and you, Michael Ross, are officially old, because apparently this guy is cool.
Is he like, is he going off right now? Is he like the Gen Z, like, Michael Jackson? I don't know.
He's bangering. He's got the bangers.
Do they even use that word anymore?
I don't know. I think I'm old. Where are those refs?
If you enjoyed the Mitchell and Michael podcast, remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your mates.